views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. We are very excited here at Angel Healing House Radio because there's a full moon lunar eclipse that will be on February the 10th, and it represents the opening of an extraordinary new gateway. And some have said it will be the true starting point into the energies of 2017. Now, eclipses act like doorways, and they are powerful enough to transform, shift, and change the direction and flow of your life. This February eclipse is going to A, bring an end to whatever energy that you are experiencing, and B, it will pave the way for a new beginning, which will come at the end of the month on the new moon solar eclipse. Now, lunar eclipses herald deeply transformative times that can bring about abrupt and sudden changes, as they are like the cosmic helping hand of the universe. Now, just imagine the energy of an eclipse, like a universal hand that reaches down from the heavens and puts you where you need to be. Now, this place may not be where you want to be, or it may not be where you thought you would end up, but it definitely is where you need to be. Now, the good thing to remember about eclipses is that generally you can trust the direction that they are guiding you in. Eclipses bring about fated or destined events that are part of the cosmic plan because they're written especially for each one of us. This is definitely a time that indicates a lot of luck, harmony, and divine synchronicity. This eclipse energy feels almost preordained, like the universe is drawing your attention to a particular area of your life for a specific reason. Now, whether this is in your career, romantic relationships, or fated opportunities opening, it definitely will be a magical time for many. And while the Posse of Angels gave us so much inspiration and hope and motivation to start our year in January, in this month of February, they are turning their attention to what many say makes the world go around, which is love. And to kick off this month of love, the topic is love, our most amazing gift. You know, it was recently that I bought my beloved twin flame, my husband Pete, a card just to tell him how much I love him. And there was a little card inside that gave a recipe for love. And the ingredients were: take 2 cups of choice, 1 box of commitment, 7 teaspoons of dedication, 1 full cup of giving, 1 bottle of intimacy, and a pinch of magic. The preparation of the recipe was to place 2 cups of personal choice into your heart, mix it with a lifetime of commitment, and allow some time to pass until it begins to rise. Add constant dedication, embrace a path of generosity with selfless devotion, create a sense of intimacy, accept your partner, and allow them to be who they are. Now, once this is done, sprinkle magic to enhance the sweet flavor of your romance and let the sparks fly and enjoy every moment. Now, having made this recipe for the past almost 13 and a half years married to Pete, I can tell you that it does taste delicious. And while this recipe is certainly about romantic love, one of my most cherished experiences of love was with a beautiful client of mine who I met when I lived in the Pacific Grove area of Monterey Bay in 2008. I received a call from a 76-year-old lady who had been diagnosed with cancer, and she wished to have Reiki to boost her immune system. In her first session, she explained that her past year of chemotherapy had drained and depleted her greatly, and that it was hard for her to have enough energy to do the simplest of tasks. When I asked her to tell me about herself, she replied, "Well, that's very difficult because I do not know who I really am." In sharing the story of her life growing up in Dublin, Ireland, she told me that in the year that her mother died and she turned 8, her alcoholic father started to molest her and her 10-year-old sister. They would dread nightfall because their father would return from work and begin to drink. Clinging to each other in their bed, the anticipation and utter dreading of the abuse that was going to happen was sometimes worse than the very act itself. One day, after 2 years of this ongoing abuse, her sister waited for their father to leave for work, and they grabbed some food and clothing and ran away. Cutting off their long hair and changing their names, they lived on the streets of Dublin. Prostituting themselves, they survived amongst the rats and the horrendous conditions. When she was 18 years of age, she met an American man who took pity on her and asked her to marry him. As she traveled across the ocean to live in the United States, it seemed to answer her prayers for God to send her someone to rescue her. But she soon learned that it was not the dream come true that she thought it would be. As soon as they were wed, the abuse began. Being brought up by his own alcoholic father, her husband had a sharp tongue and a very controlling fist that kept Maggie submissive and as she silently hid behind her beautiful light green eyes. And while it was a loveless marriage, she explained that she was very proud that she had been a dutiful, obedient wife and looked after her husband, and she saw it through to the end when her husband passed away a few years ago. After feeling the effects of the loving, angelically driven Reiki energy session, she said she finally felt like she had been forgiven by God for all the horrible things that she did as a prostitute. Over a 3-month period during our weekly sessions, Maggie released a great deal of pain and suffering. It was several weeks later that I received a call from Maggie's daughter, and she asked if she could come for a visit, and when she delivered the sad news that her mother had passed away. When I began to cry, she said that in all her life, She had never seen her mother as joyful, as contented, and as peaceful as she had become since she started having sessions with me. And she handed me a letter from her mother. In the letter, Maggie thanked me and said that our time together was the most loving and caring experience in her life, and that she could honestly say that as a result of meeting me at the age of 76, it was the first time in her whole life that she was truly able to feel and experience love from another human being. You know, listeners, my time with Maggie taught me that love is the greatest healer of all, and that healing does not mean that one's client will not cross over. I learned that whatever the emotional, physical illness that is in the body, well, it's simply an indication of how far the person is away from love for themselves. When clients are too angry and sad to love, I love them. When they're too scared to love, I love them. When they're too weary and they've lost their hope, their trust, and their faith, I simply love them. I never dictate to God and the angels what is to the outcome for the giving of my love to others, for the result of their healing is determined between them and God, not me, for my job is simply to love them. Now, the posse of angels is chiming in here and reminding us that love is the strongest force in the universe. No matter what we believe in, we all have this amazing ability to open our hearts to others and love them regardless of things like race, color, culture, and beliefs. Knowing that we all come from God, the most loving source in the universe, I ask the posse of angels, why on earth would anyone choose to withhold love? Well, the posse of angels is sharing with us that while there are many reasons why people choose to not love one another, ultimately they're saying that the reasons do not matter. For all the reasons we give for not loving another can be traced back to not loving some aspect of ourselves and not connecting to God within. In order to love another unconditionally, we must first choose to connect with unconditional love for ourselves, for this is what our divine, inherent, eternal nature would choose. And it certainly matters not if somebody did us wrong, or if somebody spoke badly about us, or if somebody judges us, or for any other reason. For the reason was co-created by us in the first place to see if we would choose to unconditionally love them regardless of anything else. When we choose to open the door to our heart, it makes many of us feel unsafe and vulnerable, as if we lose control of what will enter. But in the majority of cases, in order to experience the most extraordinary feelings of love, we need to open ourselves wide to receive without any conditions or restrictions and to allow the love inside of us to flow forth freely and unconditionally. Now, the posse of angels is adding that the world got so far off track because we allowed ourselves to forget who we divinely are. By seeing ourselves as anything other than love, it allows for those things that are not of the light to define us. When we cross over from our physical life to our one true home in spirit, we will realize that the, in quotes, devil does not exist, and that underneath any illusion or contrary beliefs, we are all goodness. We are all love. That's who we are. These illusions that we were anything but love came from an insane world, which was devoid of love, which programmed many to act insanely. The illusion of us being anything less than love itself comes from our attitudes and perceptions in which we've allowed ourselves to be hijacked by the programming that assured us to accept anything other than love. this programming came from the perpetuation of agendas that included us, things like us against them, or being of the right group, or another group was being of the wrong group, one group being good and another group being bad. All that this way of thinking does is to keep us on a constant merry-go-round that perpetuates and supports fear, isolation, and exclusion. And this brings about hatred and blame and racism. And the simplest way to experience connection to all the love in the universe can be accomplished merely by putting our attention on love. Underneath all the layers of things that we've done, the things we've experienced, the beneficial and non-beneficial choices that we've made, underneath whatever regrets and resentment, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, and judgment that we've chosen to hang on to, the fact is, listeners, is that we are all pure energy of love. We always have been, and we always will be. And although our programming on the planet has seen many of us merely reacting to life, giving our power away and searching outside of ourselves for our answers, the only things that will save our divided world is for us to finally remember to live life in direct alignment with our greatest gift of all, which is love. Love is the deepest form of what we all are. This deep energy within of all of us transcends, as I said, race, faith, gender, sexual orientation, culture, belief systems, and any other illusion that we choose to hold on to that separates and divides us instead of bringing us together. In fact, any justification, rationalizing, or excuses of why we choose not to give love actually goes counter to our God-given gift of giving and receiving love. You know, simply put, the more love that you choose to focus on in your life, the more love you will see in your life. Love makes us whole. It completes us. It gives us clarity, and it gives us contentment and peace and joy. You know, by choosing to gift ourselves that internal love that has been there all along and refusing to focus on anything else, then that love will be projected externally to the universe. This is because love changes who we are, or who we think we are. For when we choose to have love in our lives, we have self-worth, and we feel worthy and deserving and good enough. I've often said that you are more powerful, more beautiful, and more magnificent than you ever could imagine, and this is because you are love. The Posse of Angels is saying that when we choose to see ourselves as love, we allow happiness to settle upon us. It is from this divine connection to our love within that we begin to experience our true potential. You know, when I personally came home to the divine within myself and decided to radiate that love to the world, my whole life, the people I drew to myself and the opportunities that manifested became reflections of that love within. By consciously choosing to make my every thought, my every word, and every feeling in my heart come from that place of love, I created an energetic force within that became a vibration that touched everything else with love. With my heart constantly singing a joyous song of love, of remembrance of my divine connection to God, I help the world remember their own song of divine connection. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that by living this way, we remember our true essence, and we trust what lives in the deepest core of who we are. By trusting our true essence within, we no longer are affected by the negativity, violence, the division, and hatred that so much of the world chooses to keep perpetuating and focusing on. By living from our divine core and always coming from a state of love, we stop looking for our identity and recognition from the world outside. The truth is that finding ourselves and our acceptance from the outside world has never worked, because love cannot be found outside of ourselves. being the reflection of the most loving source of all, we were always meant to influence the world rather than the world influencing us. Actually, the key to the golden age of peace is always and always has been love. No matter what the question is, the answer is always love. If you are weary and exhausted, love. If you can't figure life out, then love. If you feel slighted by someone, love. If you're totally spent, depressed, and your life seems to be without purpose, love. In fact, whatever we are faced with, love. And then love even more. My clients who have been depressed were immeasurably helped and their lives improved by following my suggestion to go love and help someone less fortunate than themselves. And believe me, no matter how low we seem to be, there's always someone worse off than we are. Throughout all of Earth's history, we have defined ourselves through things like greed and division, control, blame, judgment, and hatred. And as the inhabitants of planet Earth are shifting to encompass more light and love, we are seeing the results of all those energies of hate over eons of time being played out in our world, and they're being cleansed and they're being released. It is now time on our beautiful planet to define ourselves by love, and by doing so, we will experience a new world emanating love. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. So, with our topic of love as our most amazing gift, let's go to our first caller and see if they have love in their lives. Stephanie from New York, you're our first caller. How is your love life?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Stephanie. You on the line?
Oh, I didn't know. Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And how is your love life?
Confusing. I think it's something that I've been wondering about for a while. I don't know if that's enough information.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you feel it's confusing?
Well, you know, not sure if it's the right one or not.
Right. Well, a lot of times with clients, I often ask them, is there any area within this relationship that you feel like you're compromised? You feel like you're settling for less?
Yeah, I think so.
If you do feel compromised in a relationship, have you spoken to the person about feeling this way?
Yeah, I think so. And it's frustrating.
Is it frustrating because when you speak about feeling compromised, does the person take note of the things that they're doing, perhaps to make you feel compromised, or do they just ignore what you've said?
Yeah, I feel like it's more that one, the latter.
Okay, right. And if we are ignored, a lot of times in love, we're afraid of speaking up because we think it might hurt the other person. Or we don't speak up because perhaps, you know, we don't want to rock the boat, or we're afraid of what the other person is going to think. So, but unless we speak up and unless there are consequences, you know, like I feel compromised because you always put me down. Unless there are consequences, like, you know, if your actions or your words don't alter, then we will have to break up or we will have to something has to happen, or people go years and years of feeling used and compromised. Was your question today specifically about relationships?
I was going to leave it open.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's go to the cards with about 3 minutes left until we take a break and see what the posse of angels come up with. But, you know, it's good that we spoke about the relationships, your relationship, because if you're feeling compromised and you're feeling, you know, like you're settling for less, then these energies are, affecting all other energies in your life as well. So maybe it's time to speak about how you feel compromised. Let's go to the
the cards. I have. Okay.
Okay. Well, the first card that comes out for you is the Four of Cups card. And this is a card of feeling like you're waiting for something, or, you know, things aren't happening quick enough, or you might be bored, or you might be apathetic, or you might, you know, just feel like you're settling. But the Four of Cups is saying that something is going to show up in your life. Something is going to abruptly be given to you. And to go back and to read the first part of this channel that about the eclipse that is happening on February the 10th, because it is bringing abrupt changes in, and they want you to be patient. And they said, be aware that these eclipses are going to bring changes for a lot of people. But it's also going to mean that people will change locations. They'll change relationships. You know, it'll bring lots of changes in. The next card that is coming in is the World card, which is a fantastic card, because once those changes come in, then you'll be able to start on that new circle, that new cycle of your life. That World card certainly is a great indicator of what is to come as well. The next card for you is the Eight of Swords, which is the Trust card. And they want you really to know that your prayers have been answered. They are being worked on in every single second. And just allow them surrender, release, and allow them to unfold in the way they need to come in. So that's a pretty good reading. They're all light blue cards, blue skies, and they herald lovely things ahead for you, Stephanie. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you put a big smile on my face.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Okay, I'm sending lots of love. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And everyone, we'll be right back after taking this short break and take some more callers on Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. Be back soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Listeners, you are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, which can be heard in its new home of Transformation Talk Radio every week, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, before we take our next caller, I would just like to say that the Posse of Angels never get political. They truly never get political. But what they want us to know with this topic of love for February is that our greatest achievements on the planet will be when we all come together and we work in acceptance and we work in harmony and we work in unity and we honor and we respect each other and we respect our differences, because we each are like snowflakes. No two of us are exactly the same. And we each are born with our set of fingerprints, there are no two which are exactly the same. And it is that acceptance of those differences and honoring and respecting them which will make the world great, by us coming together, working together, and respecting each and every one. And that's where the greatness of our world is going to reach, the golden age, as they call it, that new age on the planet. And it's a good thing to keep in mind when one sees what's happening in the world today. So let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Deborah from Texas. And Deborah, with the topic about love, how is your love life?
It's good. I'm very grateful to have the love that I have. I'm just worried about him and, you know, him getting the right kind of job, and also he has an upcoming court case, so, and I'm just worried about finances. But the love life is good.
Yeah, and
worried.
that's so sweet that, you know, you said you're so grateful for the love that you have in your life. And you said something interesting about you worry about your is it your husband, your partner?
Yes, my husband for over 20 years, and I'm very grateful to have him. Just right now, our finances, we have a gazillion children, I'm the one who's, like, taking care of everybody, and I just want to be able to do it, right. In the meantime, and him getting a job also, and his court case being okay. I'm just worried about him. And our family. Yeah.
The thing that's most important in all of this is that, you know, you said you want to make sure that you're doing this right. There's no way, if you have children and you love them, there's truly no way that you can get this wrong, because you're a wonderful mother and you're giving. And one of the things that you do is you put everybody else's needs ahead of your own. And and when you have the gazillion children, there's very little time left in the day. You know, if you are a responsible parent and you give to everyone else, make sure their needs are met. But the thing that the Posse of Angels are saying is, don't worry about whether you're doing or mothering right or wrong, but all you need to do is just love. And make sure you do get some time to make sure that, you know, your health is met, meaning, you know, make sure you're eating properly, make sure you're sleeping, getting enough sleep, You know, a lot of people call it quality time, but when you've got so many children, it's difficult to eke out some quality time. Also, the Posse of Angels are saying, please don't worry so much about your husband. And one thing that you can do is when all the children are in bed or right before you go to bed, you can close your eyes and visualize your husband working at a job which he loves doing. And you can say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels, for my husband finding a wonderful job. Thank you for him working with wonderful people. Thank you for him getting financially remunerated, you know, and paid for his services and a beautiful location or whatever else you want to visualize for him. And by holding on that energy,
okay.
You know, by holding on that energy, you are focusing on the fact that he has a job already rather than worried about him not getting a job.
Right. That's beautiful. It's like an ancient form of prayer, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's positive and it's optimistic. Now, if you wanted to add, because energy is just energy. So if you wanted to add a little bit more oomph to it, you close your eyes, you center on your heart, and you say, thank you, God, for this extraordinary job that my husband has. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, he works for such wonderful people, and they encourage him, and they support him, and they love him, and he loves going to work, and it's just, it's an amazing job. And that energy, believe it or not, Deborah, is feeding and fueling him. And believe me, many occasions in my angel healing house healing practice, clients have come to me very depressed because they said, oh, well, you know, I never could get a job because there are too many people, you know, and too few job positions. I said, that has nothing to do with you. I said, you're not in competition with anybody else. There's abundance for us all. And the more you visualize that the job is already his, that is the energy that you will constantly be fueling. So let's go to the cards. Was there a specific question that you had today?
Just about my career. It just an outlook about my career, like if it's going to be successful, like if I'm doing the right thing, or if I need
You are so cute. You stop saying that. Stop saying you're worried about doing the right thing. If it brings you joy, if it makes you dance, if it makes you wiggle, if it makes your heart sing, then that is the only indicator that you need, Deborah, that it is the right path for you. You know, many people discount their heart, and they're continually trying to figure life out when life was never meant to be figured out. It was meant to be joyfully, passionately, creatively created and then experienced. When you say your career, Are you doing something that you love doing?
I love it. I love it to pieces. I just want to be able to provide for my family and prosper while at the same time, you know, trying to help the world. Tall order, right?
Exactly. And you know what? How we help the world, if we are joyful, if we are happy, if we are creatively and passionately doing what we love doing, then those vibrational frequencies go out and they touch every other thing on the planet, and it enhances not only our lives, but it enhances everyone else's life as well. So, let me see what else did they say? They said, yes, just keep following your passion. As a matter of fact, what you can do, once you did that exercise for your husband, you can also sit down and you can say to the angels, again, for you, thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary job. I get to use my talents and my abilities and my skills. I work with wonderful people in beautiful surroundings. They love and support and encourage me. And just drop down to your heart. Now, a lot of people at this stage jump up to their minds and they're saying, well, how is this going to happen? Or, yeah, like, right, as if this is going to happen. But they want you to stay in your heart and know that what we can imagine, what we can visualize, all of that is possible. And the more we believe in it and take inspired action towards it, the more then it will appear in our reality. So let's go to the cards and ask for messages about your career.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome. Okay, the first card comes out for you is the Five of Swords, and they want you to realize that there is change coming for you, and it's great change. It's because you are now going to switch from worrying about your husband getting a job or you being able to provide in your career. They're saying that you're going to be able to take advantage of situations that arise, because a lot of times people get so worried and they get so stressed out and so full of tension, and they ask for, you know, the angels to help them. But when the angels send them signs, they're so worried and they're just not awake enough in the present moment to see those signs that the angels send them. So they're saying now that you've had this call and now that you've had these channeled messages, you will be more present to take advantage of these signs and take inspired action towards them when they come. And it's really like destiny is now working in your favor. The next card coming out for you, of course, is the Wheel of Fortune. Now, the Wheel of Fortune is turning in your favor, because you've suddenly gone from the beginning of this phone call, you were worried. That was your modus operandi. I'm worried. But now, with changing your worry to thank you, God and the angels, for my amazing job and my husband's amazing job and for us always to be provided for, then you will start working with the universe. You're starting to work and co-create with God and the angels by being positive and optimistic and seeing those signs and positively.
Oh, nice.
Affecting your life. And the next card that comes in for you, of course, is the Six of Wands, which is the Victory card. This is the card of being promoted. this is the card of being recognized and for people to really support and promote you. So I love this reading.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
To you. Oh, sorry. I just want to give you a confirmation. Oh, go ahead. Please go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry that you were done.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just wanted to say that they're so happy that you went from being worried to now being open to receive.
Well, thank you. And I have to confirm, you were totally right on the mark, because I'm old now. But I was raised in the dance, and you said if it makes you dance, I still dance alone, right, as an exercise, not in front of people, and like in the bout when I did. But when you said if it makes you dance, it does. I'm dancing. You were right on the money.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah, they wanted to make sure that I told you, if it makes you dance, then it's wonderful, because it's it shows the universe that you're so happy and you're joyful, and you know, do a joyful dance, and then that will carry every other energy. But actually, the positive and optimistic feelings that you're going to have now are going to translate to your children, most of the times, our moods affect our children very, very deeply, and we can try to hide it. And you know, when they say, "What's the matter, mommy?" and we say, "Oh, nothing's the matter," they know. They're so pure, and they just pick up, you know, our moods and our energy. So they will benefit greatly by your now different attitude towards your career and your husband's career as well.
Well, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, and lots of blessings. That was just an amazing reading. Thank you, ma'am. So
thank you, Deborah, yeah. And loved your call today, and look forward to speaking to you again soon. Lots of blessings. Take care.
Lots of blessings. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. And thank you to Deborah. That was a lovely call. And that goes out to everyone, because, you know, a lot of times people say about the callers on my program that, you know, it may be an individual person that calls in, and the messages are for that particular caller. But we can all, because we are all one, and many times we go through similar things in our lives. You know, everyone's worried at some point in their life. Everyone's stressed out about something. And we certainly can take a page out of, excuse me. And we're about to pull some cards for the month of February. Just a general read in this month of love, that the Posse of Angels are going to channel the topic, different topics on that theme of love for February. So let's go to the cards and see what we can garner, each and every one of us, from this card. Okay. First card that comes out of us is the Four of Pentacles. Okay, now this card is traditionally about our finances. It's either holding on too tight or spending too much, but they're saying they want me, they're drawing my attention to the house and the city in the back of this. Now, they're saying that in this month of love, and they want us to understand that we will work the best when we accept each other's differences, when we respect and honor each other, and then we will build a great, they're saying we will build a great city, or we will build a great world for ourselves. Four is about getting more stability in our lives, and certainly with this lunar eclipse that is happening, it's going to be bringing in a lot of different changes, and they're saying a lot of people will be moving. A lot of people will move not only cities, they'll be moving states, countries, continents. And the more that you can let go and release, you know, what you thought your life would look like in order for the life of your dreams to be able to appear for you. You know, I like what they said in the beginning of the show. This move may not be where you want to be. It may not be where you thought you would end up, but it's definitely from a fated and destined point of view. It's definitely where you need to be. The next card for us all is the movement card. Okay, so we're moving. We're on the move. And we're going to need to be traveling. We're going to need to be moving in order for us to meet those connections, to be in the right place at the right time for our opportunities and for those business partnerships, those relationship partnerships that will bring us the fulfillment of our desires and our dreams and our wishes. That's amazing. That's amazing so far. And the third card that's coming in for us is the Page of Pentacles. And the Page of Pentacles is about messages. Once we've made this movement and once we have really trusted the universe, trusted that we've co-created these moves for ourselves, then the abundance can come in for us. And abundance comes in all forms. It just doesn't come in financially. Although we all have two pentacles in this reading, the Four of Pentacles and the Page of Pentacles. It's all about abundance, abundance of love. You can have an abundance of health, abundance of wishes, abundance of, good feelings. This feeling of abundance will then come as a result of us having made that movement. Next card that's coming in for us is the Queen of Cups. Now, this is the following your intuition card. And really to making sure that, like the last caller, is that we allow our hearts to sing, we allow our souls to dance, and we go in the direction of our intuition and take that inspired action when those angel signs are delivered to us. So that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you to my listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on the Angel Healing House Radio with Claire Candy Hoff site on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase copies of my inspirational book, books Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you.
you.